节开始。
So I'll read it in English and then Anita can read it in Chinese.
我先用英文念。
John sees a picture of heaven, and this is what he says.
约翰看到天上的景象，他就这样说。
And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And because of your will, they existed and were created.
第九节这样说，每逢是活物，道荣，将荣耀尊贵感谢归给那坐在宝座上，活到永永远远，活到永永远远者的时候，到二十四位长老就俯伏在宝座前。面前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕戴在宝座，放在宝座前说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、荣耀的、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
Everything that God created, He created for His pleasure.
神创造万物是因为他的旨意是这样喜悦这样子。
See, life is not about us, as a cat would think.
生命并不是因为是我们自己自主的，好像一个猫这样想。
Life is about God.
生命是关于神的。
Now Moses was a man that was consumed for a passion for God and His glory.
摩西他就是专心的，就是仰。仰望到神的荣耀。
He's my favorite hero of the Bible.
他是我心目中的英雄。
He wanted to see God's glory, understand it, and respond to it.
他要看神的荣耀，他要明白，然后他要真心的回应神的荣耀。
Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 33.
我们一起看出埃及记三十三章。
And let's hear what God has to teach us through Moses, a man who understood what life was all about.
我们看神经过摩西怎么样来教导我们。
Now, as you're turning, let me give you some background to our story.
我先给你们这个故事的一个背景。
In Exodus chapter 20, God was on Mount Sinai and began receiving the law.
当在出埃及记二十章的时候，在西乃山上面，神就把这个十诫交给摩西。
And when we think of Exodus chapter 20, we think of the Ten Commandments, which is how that passage begins.
就是在出埃及记二十章那里，我们就看到这个神交给摩西十诫。
So from Exodus chapter 21 to Exodus chapter 31, God is teaching Moses one-on-one and giving him the law and the instruction for worship.
所以从21章到31章，神就教导摩西关于怎么样守这些诫命，然后怎么样来崇拜他。
Now if I asked you to sit there while I read 10 chapters,
假如我叫你坐在那里，我就把十章的圣经念给你听。
You might get a little impatient.
那你就会不耐烦了。
And so the people of Israel grew very impatient waiting on Moses.
那以色列的人也是，他们在等待摩西的时候都非常的不耐烦。
God was reading 10 chapters of the Bible.
神在把这个十章的圣经念给摩西听。
So they got so impatient with Moses.They thought up a great idea.
他们不耐烦的时候就想起一些好主意了。
Let's make another God.
让我们创造另外一个神啊。
And so they did.
所以他们就这样做了。
And God was very angry.
神就非常的不高兴。
So angry, he told Moses, Moses, I'm going to destroy everyone.
所以他对摩西说，我不高兴，我要毁灭这些百姓。
And Moses said, Oh God, please have mercy. Don't do it.
但是摩西说，神啊，请你不要这样子。
The nations around us, they'll make fun of us.
因为所有其他的国家，他们都会笑话我们了。
They'll make fun of you.
他们会笑话你了。
Because the Lord had just delivered them out of Egypt, and now God was just going to kill them?
神刚刚把他们从埃及带出来，现在就把他们全部杀掉吗？
So God heard Moses' prayer, and he had mercy.
所以神听了摩西的祷告，他就有怜悯的心了。
Thank God for His mercy.
谢谢神，他有怜悯。
But then Moses left the presence of God to go down to see the people.
那摩西他自己也下山去看这些百姓了。
And he saw them worshiping a golden calf.
他就看他们在拜这个金牛。
And he got really angry.
他自己也发怒了。
And he said, "All of you who are for the Lord, over here."
我看你们为什么这样做？
So all the people that were for God, who feared God, you come over here. Right?
他说，你们敬畏神的来这边。
Take up your swords and kill the rest of these people.
拿起你的刀，把这些人都杀掉。
And he did.
他就叫他们这样做了。
And the Bible says 3,000 people died that day.
那天，这个圣经就记载说有3,000人被杀了。
So then God is trying to gather the people and he says, Moses, now as you're ready, I want you to prepare yourself to enter the promised land.
那神就说，我要你准备进入这个应许之地。
I don't know that Moses was ready for that quite yet. He had just seen his people worshiping a golden calf.
摩西心里面想，我实在没有这个准备，因为我看到他们敬拜这个金牛。
So Moses isn't sure about it, and he pleads with God, God, please show yourself to me.
所以他就求神说，神啊，求你向我显灵。
I'm not very good at this. He says, Moses says to God, would you assure us that you're going to be with us?
那摩西就说，神啊，求你真是安定我们的心，真是让我知道你一定与我们同在。
So this is the backdrop to the story we're going to look at.
所以我们今天这个故事的背景就是这样的。
So Moses says here in Exodus 33, verse 18.
所以摩西在这个33:18这样说。
I pray you, show me your glory.
我求你显明你的荣耀。
The implication of what Moses is asking the Lord is staggering.
他这个要求要对我们来讲很非常的惊愕。
He is asking God to reveal all that He is.
他叫神把他全部的神性来显明给他。
Moses wanted to see God without any barrier.
他要在毫无拦阻的当中来看到神的真相。
He wanted to see God for all that He was.
他要知道神真正的面目。
How many of us this morning would say, I have that passion. I want to see God for all that He is.
我们今天哪一位，我们的心有这样的期望，有这样的渴望呢？
What effort are we putting into seeing God for who He is?
我们要看到神的真正的面目，到底我们要付出什么呀？
Don't answer this out loud, but think about this. Do you want to see the glory of God?
你不用回答我，但是你到底愿不愿意看到神的荣耀呢？
Whether you want to or not, you're about to see it.
你不管你愿不愿意，但是你要见到神的荣
耀。Now Moses' petition to God is pretty staggering, but what the Lord says to him in response is far more staggering.
摩西的要求已经使我们惊讶了，可是神的回答是更惊讶。
And the Lord's response is deserving of our utmost and very careful attention this morning.
所以我们要特别的注意神怎么样回答他呢？
Notice what he says in verse 19.
在19说，
And the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before you.
神说，我要把我的恩慈来显明给你看。
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
宣告我的名。
And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Wow. Now the word translated glory here.
这里说这个字荣耀。
It means weighty.
是很有分量的，很重要的。
Important.
非常重要的。
Worthy of the highest honor.
就是配得一切的尊崇的。
So to have glory is to be weighty or important to one's own self.
所以有这个荣耀的话，就是对我们来讲是非常的重要的。
Which the Lord is.
神就是这样。
Or to others.
或者是对别人，他也是这样。
God's glory is particularly His visible manifestation to people.
他的荣耀是很清楚的、显明的，在我们当中。
Why do I say that?
我为什么这样说呢？
Well, notice what he says. Notice what those visible manifestations are in verse 19.
这个显明是怎么样呢？在十九节这样说。
The Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you."
我要将我的恩慈显明给你面前。
And he will be gracious.
他要恩待我们。
And he will have or show compassion.
他有怜悯。
These are visible manifestations that we experience from God.
就是在我们的经验中可能可以看见的。
The center of his very essence is goodness.
他的中心就是他是美善的。
And from that flow his graciousness and his compassion.
然后他有恩慈，他有怜悯。
Notice as the story unfolds in chapter 34, what the Lord adds to his glory.
在34章他再加上去他的荣耀是什么呢？
Basically what happens is the Lord says, "Okay, Moses, I'll show you my glory, but go hide yourself behind this rock on the cliff."
他说我要给你看到我的荣耀，可是你要躲在这个石头后面。
And so Moses does that.
那摩西就这样做了。
And here's what happens.
这里我们就看到摩西怎么样呢？
In chapter 34, verse 6.
在第六节这样说。
Then the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed.
神就在他面前走过去了。
The Lord God.
耶和华，耶和华。
Compassionate and gracious.
他是有怜悯，有恩典的神。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
And abounding in loving kindness and truth.
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands.
为千万人存留慈爱。
Who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
赦免罪孽过犯。
And will by no means keep the guilty leave the guilty unpunished.
万不以有罪为无罪。
So here he repeats that he's gracious and compassionate.
所以他再一次讲他是有慈爱和恩慈。
He adds that he's slow to anger.
他说他是不轻易发怒。
Thank God he's slow to anger.
感谢主他是不轻易发怒。
He's abounding in loving kindness and truth.
他有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
He keeps loving kindness. Loving kindness means loyalty.
他的慈爱是他忠实的、忠诚的对我们。
He's loyal to generation after generation.
从这一代到万代，他都是这么的有诚信。
And he forgives sin.
他赦免我们的罪。
And he punishes the guilty.
他会追讨那些有罪的。
And I think the core concept there is not that he's punishing us every time we sin, but that one day all unrighteousness is going to be taken care of.
不是说他每次都要惩罚我们，可是我们知道，在世界最终的时候，所有的有罪的必然得到惩罚。
So God's glory can be summarized like this.
所以神的荣耀，我们可以有这个结论。
His goodness.
他的恩慈。
His graciousness.
他的慈爱。
His compassion.
他的怜悯。
His abundance of loyalty to His promises.
他的丰盛的诚实。
His abundance of truth.
他丰盛的真理。
His forgiveness of sin.
他赦免罪恶。
And His punishment of those who are guilty.
他追讨那有罪的。
This is God's essence.
这个就是神他的精义。
We talked a little bit about this Friday night with our youth.
我们在礼拜五跟青年团契有这段的分享。
And I always enjoy being with young people, mostly the children, because teenagers tend to be even a little more sophisticated.
我很喜欢跟青年人在一起，尤其是小孩。
But even the youth, they'll share what they think.
但是我们的青年人他们也是非常自由的跟我分享。
Adults have to think about it a little while.
大人呢就没有那么容易分享了。
So one of our teens, I said, what?Tell me about God's glory. What is God's glory?
那我跟我们的青年人说，神的荣耀是怎么样呢
？And one of them said, God's awesomeness.
哦，神是很 awesome.
That is God's glory.
就是神的荣耀了。
He is supremely weighty and significant.
他是非常有分量的，非常重要的。
He is supremely important and worthy of the highest honor.
他配得最高的荣耀。
Now, because of the significance of his glory,
因为他的荣耀是这么的重要。
He wants this to be very clear to us.
他要我们很清楚的知道。
So he sent his son Jesus.
所以他就派他的独生的儿子。
To show us his glory.
来彰显他的荣耀。
If you'll look at me, look with me in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音第一节，第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 14, John says this.
第十四节。
And the word became flesh. I'll just read it, Anita, and then you can read it all in Chinese. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是第十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
Jesus.
主耶稣
displayed the glory. He was the glory of God.
他喜爱神的荣耀。
And he was full of grace and truth.
他充满了恩慈与真理。
And because of that, everything that he did was for the glory of God.
所以他所做的一切都是彰显神的荣耀。
How about you?
你呢？
What are you full of?
你是充满了什么？
If you know God, you ought to be full of grace.
假如你认识神，你也是要充满恩慈的
，and full of His truth，
充满他的真理的。
Now if that's not clear enough，
假如这个不够清楚的话
，look with me at Hebrews chapter 1。
我们看希伯来书第一章
，Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3，
第三节
reveals something awesome about Jesus。
我们看到。主耶稣的奇妙的地方。
Hebrews 1 verse 3, I'll read it in English and then Anita can read it in Chinese.
希伯来书第一章第三节。
And he, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
第三节他这里说他是神的荣耀所发的光辉他是神整体的真相常用他的全能的命令托住万有他洗净了人的罪就坐在天父的右边
Thank you, Anita. So in other words, the writer of Hebrews is saying, when you see Jesus,
希伯来书的作者说，你看到主耶稣的话，
You see God.
你就看到神
了。He is God.
他就是神。
And He displays the glory of God.
他显明了神的荣耀。
And He does that in His visible manifestations, such as goodness, grace, mercy, and patience.
他就在他的肉身显示到神的恩慈，神的忍耐。
So you want to see God's glory?
你要看到神的荣耀吗？
Look at Jesus.
看主耶稣。
God wants His glory reflected through us.
神也要他的荣耀从我们当中显明出来。
And so while the Bible does speak about glory in some senses of light and shining and brilliance and things such as that,
虽然荣耀好像就是光，好像一些闪耀的东西。
The core idea of God's glory,
但是神的真正的荣耀
is Jesus,
就是主耶稣。
And for us being like Him,
让我们也像他。
Now, seeing and understanding God's glory is not enough.
只是明白跟看到神的荣耀是不够的。
As we're going to see with Moses, we must respond to that glory.
我们好像摩西一样，我们要回应神的荣耀。
Look with me at Exodus 33, verse 9. I should have told you to hold your finger there. I'm sorry.
在这个出埃及记第三十三章第九节。
Okay, so here Moses is. He cried out for God to show him His glory, to assure him of His presence.
摩西要求神来显明他的荣耀。
And God reveals His glory to Moses.
那摩西就对把他的荣耀对摩西来显明。
And here's what Moses said.
摩西怎么样说呢？
He said, "If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go along in our midst, even though the people are so obstinate, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your own possession."
第九节，摩西进
34 verse 9, Anita, I'm sorry. I'm catching Anita off guard.
Okay, verse 9?
Verse 9,
okay.
34 verse 9.
Okay, verse 9. So, So, 摩西说，主啊，我若在你面前蒙恩，求你在我们中间而行，因为这是应着井上的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。
Thank you, Anita. Moses understood and desired God's glory.
摩西期望看到神的荣耀。
He understood and desired God's forgiveness.
他也希望得到神的赦免。
And he understood that he was God's possession.
他知道他是神的产业。
And he just so desired for God to look good, to be glorified in his life.
他就希望他在他的生命当中把神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
This is a clear picture for us of a person who wanted to glorify God.
这个是一幅非常清楚的图画，就是一个人愿意彰显神的荣耀的时候。
To glorify God simply means this.
要荣耀神，我们就要这样做。
To give Him the worship and the reverence which are due to Him.
我们给他当得的荣耀跟赞美跟崇敬。
This is the only appropriate response to God's glory.
这个是唯一的我们的回应，正确的回应。
He becomes the most significant aspect of our lives, and we want Him to look good in every area of our life.
他是我们生命中最重要的，所以我们的生命就把它见证出来，它是多么的美好。
We make God look good in how we interact with one another.
那我们要神看在我们的生命中看为美好，那我们要怎么样跟我们的旁边的人相处呢？
And if you want to know how God wants us to treat one another, look at His word.
你要我们知道我们应该怎么相处的话，我们看神的话语。
And how we treat our families.
我们怎么样与我们的家庭的人相处呢？
Husbands, how we treat our wives.
丈夫怎么样对待我们的妻子呢？
And wives, how we treat our husbands.
妻子怎么样对我们丈夫呢？
our perspective with our children.
那我们对小孩的看法又是怎么样呢？
Parents, I love you.
父母，我真是很爱你们。
And I am one now.
我知道。
Let me challenge you with this thought. What is it that you want more than anything with your children?
你对你小孩的期望最重要的是怎么样呢？
I know you all want them to do well in school.
我知道你要他们成绩很好。
And that's important.
我知道那很重要。
But the greatest desire of our heart should be that they glorify God.
但是最重要的，我们是希望他们能够荣耀神。
Think about how we work and our work ethic.
那在我们工作的地方怎么样？
Do we want God to look good?
我们有没有彰显神的美好呢？
Beyond any other motivation.
还超过我们一切的其他的期望呢？
How about how we spend our money? Do we spend our money for the glory of God?
我们怎么样用我们的钱财来也是彰显神的荣耀呢？
How about how we respond to trials and difficulties?
我们在困难当中的时候怎么样
I was deeply moved with the music this morning.
今天我的音乐的今天的音乐非常感动我。
Because I look out and I can see, I know that some of you have dealt with, and many of you are dealing with pain.
我知道你们会经过了，已经好些人经过了痛苦。
And God doesn't necessarily want to take it away.
神不一定马上把这痛苦拿开。
Sometimes He does.
有时候他会的。
But in all cases, He wants to be glorified in it.
但是有时候他在我们的痛苦当中彰显他的荣耀。
And He's often most glorified through our pain and our suffering.
有时候在我们最痛苦的当中，在困难当中，他的荣耀特别的显出来。
And I have to admit, it's not something that I've experienced a lot of.
有时候我们的经验并不允许我们。
But the Lord has.
但是神他有。
And He knows, and He wants to take all of your pain and all of your joy and goodness and use it for His glory.
他用你的痛苦跟喜乐都能够彰显他的荣耀。
So this morning, I want to challenge you. Is it your highest desire for God to look good, to be glorified in your life?
我希望你能够有这样的愿望，就是在你的生命中彰显神的荣耀。
Did you know that even God's own desire is for His own glory?
你知道神他自己的愿望也是得到荣耀。
And the Lord will stop at nothing to accomplish that goal.
他是用他最能最全部的大能都来成就这个事情。
The reason I know that is this.
我知道因为这样。
God glorifies Himself.
神荣耀他自己。
As He secures the recognition of His honor.
当他能够认清他的荣耀的时候。
By His direction of the very course of history.
就是他能够在人类的历史当中掌管一切。
In other words, God controls sovereignly the events of history.
就是在人类的历史当中，神是仍然掌权。
He either makes things happen,
他让事情发生，
or He allows things to happen.
或者是他容许他们发生。
And He can always prevent something from happening if He wants to.
然后他要不发生的时候，他也可以停止。
But all history itself is securing God's glory because it's playing out just the way He said it would.
那人类的历史就是彰显神的荣耀。
As we close, I want to leave you with two thoughts.
我结束的时候，希望你记得这两点。
Two ways we can practically apply this if we want to see the glory of God in our lives.
我们愿意看到神的荣耀彰显在我们的生命当中，我们就要注意这两点。
The first is this.
第一点呢？
We need an ever increasing awareness of God's presence in our lives.
我们常常的要知道神是与我们同在的。
Moses was intimate with God.
摩西他跟神是非常亲密的朋友。
And he cried out for the Lord to make His presence known in their midst.
他呼求神与他们同在。
So how do we do that?
那我们怎么样做呢？
We need time with God.
我们要求神。
We need time in His Word.
我们要花时间与他在一起。
We need time quietly waiting before the Lord.
我们要安静的等候在他的面前念他的话语。
And I would submit to you, and this is something I've been working on in my life. We need to quiet our lives.
我们要从我们的生命当中有一安静的时间。
So if you want to see the glory of God in your life.
假如你要看到你的生命当中神的荣耀的话
I challenge you to keep your TV off for a little longer.
我向你挑战，你要把你的电视都关起来。
Keep the computer off.
不要开电脑。
Put the magazines down.
把所有的杂志都放开。
And quiet your life before the Lord.
让你的生命当中有一段安静的时间。
And I'm not saying that those things are evil and throw it all away. I'm just saying.
我没有说这些都是不好的东西。
We there's so much noise in our lives.
但是我们的生命当中太多的噪音。
So secondly and finally, we need to live to please God.
第二点就是我们的生命要讨神的喜悦。
Understanding His ownership of our lives and making Him look good.
明白他是我们是属于他的，我们要让他能够得到荣耀。
But how do we do that?
那我们怎么样做呢？
We need to quiet our lives.
我们需要安静。
We need to spend time in God's Word.
我们要在神的话语当中来花时间。
We need to grow in our understanding and in our application of the Word of God.
我们要明白神的话语，更要把它实行在我们的生命当中。
So I encourage you, if you're not already involved in a Bible study or in Sunday school,
假如你没有来上主日学，或者是参加一个查经班的话，
to get involved in studying the Word of God together with the group.
你应该开始了。
Get involved with studying the Bible on a daily basis by yourself.
你自己也要每天的读圣经。
And if you need help, there's plenty of people around here that can help.
假如你需要帮助的话，有很多人可以帮助你。
What area of your life is God speaking to you about this morning?
在你生命当中哪一个部门是神在对你说话的呢？
What area or areas of your life does God want glory?
那在你的生命当中哪一个方向呢可以来荣耀神呢
Moses saw and desired and responded to God's glory.
摩西他看到他也期望神的荣耀。
He realized how awesome and significant God was.
他知道神是多么的伟大。
And the only right response for Moses was to give his life completely to the Lord.
他最正确的一个回应就是把整个生命交给神。
Would you give your life completely to the Lord this morning?
你愿意把你的生命交给神吗？
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning, many of us would confess to you.
主啊，在这个早晨，我们愿意向你这样子。
That we have not had the desire and passion for you and your glory that we ought to have.
主，我们承认我们没有这个。热情来期待你的荣耀。
Some of us this morning may have known nothing about your glory before.
可能有些人甚至不知道主你的荣耀是怎么样的。
And now you have revealed it to us.
主你现在就彰显了你的荣耀。
Lord, I pray that in these moments and as we respond in singing, help us to respond with action.
主啊，当我们唱诗回应的时候，让我们也用行动来回应。
Wherever we have dishonored you, O God, forgive us.
我们有亏损了你的尊荣的地方，主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, now prepare us for your work in our lives.
主啊，预备我们来行你要我们做的工。
Help us to respond, Lord.
帮助我们来回应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. The Lord wants our worship.